Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Will I satisfy them and show them my salvation? Yeah. Well, who's that? That's us. Okay. Now, skip on down. Now, there are some negatives to aging. You know, yeah. Right. Here we go. Negatives of aging. More health issues. Go to the doctor a little bit more. All right. You can't stop time unless you... I guess you can, because then you step into eternity. But how about lack of energy, loneliness, no plans or goals, negative outlook, not enough exercise, little desire. Okay. Some of those things you can do something about, and some of them you can't. But it's the things you can do something about that I want to focus on. So what's good about getting older? You are experienced.
Who wants to listen?
That's just what I said. I said that the other day. And Becky said, you ought to say that. And I said, nobody wants to hear it. She gets mad at me. What? What did Becky say? So she rebuked it. That's right. I was having a negative moment. All right. Hey, I just lost my notes. Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. What's good about getting older? All right. So experienced, wiser, good so far. You have time to exercise. No. Nobody's disputing that? You still don't have time? Okay. Okay, she has time. Okay, how about this? You can get in shape. I was watching on TV a program on aging. It was the Hoda and the Jenna show, and they did a program on there. And they had a video of this older man. Showed him exercising. And a man, he's doing push-ups, and his wife is doing push-ups with him, and then they're giving each other high fives, and they're just exercising together. And his testimony was, he said, when I was 70, he said, I was completely out of shape. He said, but look at me now. This guy was in shape. He's 80 now. He said, I'm in better shape now than I was when I was 70. That's right. So don't say it's all over. Looks like I'm going downhill. No, no. So you can get in shape. And you can pick your hours to get stuff done. I think that's pretty neat. Yeah, that's pretty neat. And you can encourage someone else. You have the ability to do that. And I think that's one of the main things that people need is encouragement. Yeah. And last but not least, you can pray. It's kind of like sometimes seniors will tell the pastor, don't ask me to do anything. I can't do anything anymore. And I can't even drive. And I can't this and that. Wait a minute. Can you pray? Pray? What's that? No. Yeah. You know how to pray. You can pray. So it says, pastor, give me a list, a prayer list. I'm going to pray for it every day. Yes. No, no.
It looked like it said you can play.
Yeah.
And that's another one, too. We can
play. Oh, yeah. I should have put on there, you can play golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't try rugby or soccer or, oh, what's that, ultimate fighting? Ooh, yeah, that would be tough. Yeah. But there are still things you can do. Walking. Loretta used to walk all the time. She used to walk 20 miles a day. Now, and I, when she told me that, I said, stop lying to me. She said, I'm not lying. Now what are you down to? How many miles? Zero. Okay. Well, she does take some steps. Now, what doctors and exercise gurus tell you, though, they want you to take 10,000 steps a day. Yeah, 10,000. That sounds like a lot, but it's not really. I mean, just going to the refrigerator and back. I bet you could do that. Going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. That counts. Okay, so this will help. This will help. Now, we're going to get real practical here. Get a new hobby. Join an exercise class. Laugh. There you go. Jason just showed you how to do that. Let's all laugh together. Ready? That's enough. Okay. Be generous. Yes. Be generous. Volunteer. I've heard that young people aren't volunteering very much. It's up to us, senior citizens. We're the volunteer category. So how about be a good friend? I'm saying it will help. Not just do it because that'll make God happy. Is that something to help you and to help the friend you're helping? Be a vital part of a local church. That's going to add years to your life. It already has. Look at you. Y'all are still here. Look at Loretta.
Look at Nita.
Look at Nita. There she is. I said earlier I wanted her hair. She goes, oh, I don't know. And I said, no, you got more than I've got, so I'll take it. She refused to give it to me. Yeah. So be a vital part of a local church, not just go to church every now and then, because you don't eat just every now and then. Yeah. Yeah, every day. So I didn't put on here, but how about renew your relationship with your God every morning? Amen. Yeah, and then hang out with Him all day. And now, this is a statistic from one of the doctors that was talking about longevity. He said, have a purpose each day. And then he said, purpose will add 8 years to your life. Wow. I never thought about that. I believe in purpose, but I didn't know it would add 8 years to my life. Now, here's what nutritionists say. Stay hydrated. Drink 2 glasses of water with every meal. And then I heard this one, and this one really sounds crazy, because I started thinking how many ounces that would be. Divide your weight in half and drink that many ounces of water each day. What? You do that, Loretta? You do? Okay, well, hey, whatever you do, it's a start. Okay, so perk up your water by putting some fruit slices in it, like lemon or orange slice. Don't reach for a soda. Reach for a water bottle. Okay. Now, here's some other nutritional tips. I'm not a nutritionist, but I'm quoting some that I did my research on. Matt? Okay. That's all right. So, where am I? Oh, yeah. Nutritional tips. Eat healthier. What? You got it? All right. Eat healthier and eat less. Yeah. Some people see me when I'm getting a piece of pie or something. They said, how do you stay slim and trim? I said, I eat less. So like today, I won't eat the rest of the week. I'll just eat today. Nobody ever believes me when I say that. Yeah. But I may not eat tonight at all. If I can't handle it, I might get a bowl of cereal. But I don't need a steak dinner tonight. Yeah. You slap my hand if you see me doing that. Or slap my face. Becky, you can slap my face. She wants to do that anyway. But. Okay, so this will help. Hang out with people that will challenge you. Be thankful every day. Be specific. Now, how many things could you thank God for during it when you get up in the morning? How many things do you think? If you just went on and on. Maybe 1,000? Yeah. Okay. Well, you don't have to do 1,000, but just do a few that makes you go, oh, man, I ought to be thankful all the time and never complain. Okay, now you get the message. Yeah. Okay. So be thankful. Be specific. Don't complain. Look for the good. How many of you have ever complained about anything in your life? Only three of you. Okay. Hey, it's a strong temptation to complain. If you don't catch yourself, you will. And here's what happens. It'll turn your day into a whole day of complaining if you don't nip it in the bud. Yeah. So you got to stop yourself and say, hold on just a minute. I see I'm going in the wrong direction. And Becky and I have permission to speak to each other and tell each other that. Because we can go to the negative real easy. Something goes wrong. Something irritates you. Irritating things happen. But if I go there, Becky says, hold it. I got to reel you back in. Let's start over and be thankful. Remember that football coach that we saw on TV? Yeah, he's a football coach of a high school team. He has no arms and no legs. And he's a football coach. And a motivational speaker. Makes me feel about that high when I complain. So, look for the good. Be happy and stay happy. Put your smile on and then keep it there. So I don't have to tell you later, come on, smile, because you've already put it on and it's staying there. There you go. Yeah. It'll add some years to you. Just smiling will add at least 30 minutes to your life. I bet it could add years smiling because it's releasing endorphins in your brain when you smile. And even more so when you laugh. So if you have to turn on the Three Stooges to make that happen, do something to make it happen. All right. So I said volunteer, didn't I? Yeah. Okay. Accept your age and be the best you can be. No arguments there? Y'all like that one? What'd she say? There's no use. No use fighting it? No. No. Make friends with your age, but don't see yourself on the downhill slide. Just say, wait a minute, there's something I can do about that. Start going back up with all of these tips. Matt?
I once heard a preacher said, when you step down from the pulpit, he says, guys, I'm not retiring, I'm retiring.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I heard of a. I read about on my little study there. I forget the guy's name. I wrote it down somewhere, but he's 80. He's 76, and he still enters triathlons, Ironman competitions. Now, do y'all know what Ironman is? That's three events. The first event is. I think it's a marathon. 26 miles. Then they swim for 2-point-something miles. Can you imagine swimming 2 miles? Then you get on your bicycle and ride 112 miles. So, you know, all I'm saying is, you know, just go, wow, somebody my age is doing that? How's that possible? Okay, let's see. I lost my place.
If you feel down or discouraged, get up.
Get up? Yeah. Yeah, if you feel down, get up. Sometimes it's hard to get up after you're down. You ever had to look for something under your bed and you had to get down there and you're thinking, how am I going to get up? Crawl to the nearest chair. There you go.
In that process,
what?
In that process, if you're down or discouraged, get up. If you can't do it on your own, call it in the sense of emotional.
Yeah.
Call it a good friend. Biblically,
yes.
Call it a friend.
Exactly. Yes. And that was one of my tips over there is have a friend that will challenge you. Which also means have a friend that will help you get up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted to call up a friend and you're kind of negative and you're down, you're telling them your troubles? They listen for a couple of minutes and then they say, but come on, we can do this. You can. Here's a scripture I was reading this morning that might help you. You know, just encourage them. Okay, here's some more nutritional tips. Okay. Have two vegetables with every meal. Have fruit handy for an afternoon snack. Avoid fast food, which is fried. Avoid white food and eat more colored. White. Avoid. So you can have strawberry ice cream. Avoid white. Well, don't avoid cauliflower. Is that about the only white food that's good for you? White potatoes? Well, I've even heard, yeah, you ought to do sweet potatoes and what? Rice? Yeah.
Avoid processed foods.
There you go. That's a good one. What? Well, he's saying chocolate's fine. Yeah. Okay, so here's my last one there. Make dessert an unusual and small treat, Steve. You'll see that? Hey, who put, Becky, did you put on that on there? Somebody got a hold of my PowerPoint and added Steve to it. Okay, so hang out with people that will challenge you. Oh, I already did that one. Did you see my little cartoon there about looking in the mirror? Okay, check that out. Have you noticed that my reflection is aging a lot faster than I am? Okay, one more. He's in the recycle bin, and he said, it's got to be worth a try. So there's my message for you today, folks. It's got to be worth a try. All right, one more scripture, and then we're going to pray together. Stand up in the presence of the elderly and show respect for the aged. Fear your God. I am the Lord. Boy, isn't that a great commandment? Yeah, Leviticus 19:32. Okay, here's our prayer, if y'all would like to pray this together, if you would like to. I think it's a powerful prayer that will help change your life. Ready? God, I believe I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am a winner whether I'm first or last. I will not use age as an excuse to stop, slow down, or quit. I am not weak or sick, but healed and strong in the Lord. I am motivated, equipped, and determined to live in victory every day. I am not losing my grip, but getting stronger, not under, but over every obstacle that is in my way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, there you go. All right. Well, anything else we need to announce? Oh, no. We're going to pray for the food, and we'll take your prayer requests. All right, Matt.
There is one announcement. This Sunday is the deadline for the Pleasant Hills Children's Home.